If you don't shout about nothing else, you can shout knowing that no matter what this whole world throw at you, and no matter what the mark might throw, God knows it. And he knows what you're going to do. Job, this book of Job. Job lived during the time of the patriarchs. Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, and Job, the Bible said, was an upright man. Job tried to do good all the time. And he tried to avoid doing anything that was evil. But there was a debate that was going on in there. The Bible says that God and the sons of God met one day, and Satan showed up. And he was asked, Satan, what you been doing? I've been going to and fro in the earth trying to see who I can divide. In other words, he said, I've been looking into the lives of your people and I've been trying to see who can I cause some misery to fall upon. And God asked the question, have you tried my servant Joseph? And Satan being the cunning and the word, the adversary that he is, he said, he said, I looked at Job. He said, but you gotta hedge around him. You got him hedged in all the way around. He said, but one thing about it. He said, one thing I do know about man that you make. He said, if you take the hedge from around him, I'll make him curse you to your face. I'll make him get right up off his knee and talk about you worse than he'll talk about me. Reverend Williams just paraphrased this thing because I want you to get the picture. So God gave him an instruction and permission. He said, you can do anything you want to, but you just can't get it. You just can't take his life. That's when the debate on earth began. This heavenly debate was between God and Satan, but now the debate has turned and it has come to a debate between Job and his three friends. Should I say man to man? Oh, and man can say some horrible things about him. Satan did what he had to do. He struck Job. He took all his cattle. He took his family. And then he made him sick with balls or sores from the mole of his head to the sole of his feet. And thus began the debate between his good friend and himself. God knows. There's nothing that happens under the sun or under heaven that God don't know. And these three friends got the news that Job had lost his big house. Got the news that Job, all of his wealth and his riches, was God. Got the news that Job help was failing him, and when I paraphrase this, he was about to lose his wife. And he had been not only put out of his fine home, but he had been put out of his fine neighborhood and had been put out of the city in which he resided. And said he was sitting outside of the gates of the city, sitting on the ruins of all of the refuge from the city with a piece of broken pottery scraping this body. And here they come. Well, let us go out and see about Job. Anybody ever been there? Been down and out and hear a knock on the door? I heard it. You were sick and I come to see about you. But they didn't come to see about you. They came to get the news concerning you to take back. So they said, for 7 whole days, not saying a word. 7 days, when you understand what's going on, during that period of time, 7 days was the period of mourning when someone had died or when some great calamity had came upon somebody. So they sat for 7 whole days without saying a word. Elijah and Zophar and Bildad, these good friends that Job had, just sat and looked and watched Job in all of his misery and his agony as they diagnosed his problem. And then as they began to speak, oh, Zophar, I say, man, I know you wasn't all that in the bad church. I know you had some pain going on in your life, but I come to tell you what's done in the dark will sure enough come to the light. I know you talk about how much you love your wife, but I heard you have been slipping and dipping over on the other side of the town, and God has come to punish you. Anybody know anybody like that? If anybody ever had any friends that whenever they come to tell you, talk to you about something, either they're talking about somebody else, all right. Are they trying to bring you in agreement of why someone is in the situation they're in? Yeah, if he wouldn't smoke crack all night, he'd be able to pay his light bill, and he wouldn't have to come to Pastor Matt and ask him for a handout. I seen him in the Albertson, and he had a whole half a gallon of that. What's the lady called? That's just a little bit of Pastor Manning that just rubbed off on me. He done put y'all 1 too many times. But I'm going to have to go back to when I used to drink. A half a gallon of Jack Daniel. Sat on the counter, and when he saw me coming, he walked off like he had forgot something. Yeah. But God knows. But Job said, and he listened at Zophar. He listened at him Bill there. And he listened at his other friend. And then all of a sudden, here when somebody, Elijah's finished saying what he had to say. And here was an outsider, a stranger that they had no business in the conversation. And I wonder what the world was they doing out there on that ash heap anyway, unless they had got kicked out of town. But then they threw their two cents in and said, all of y'all wrong, but I know what happened to them. Yeah. But God knows. God knows that they're the witness that's in heaven. And they have a record that's on high.